Mr. President, we are about to adjourn for the August recess without having passed a single piece of legislation addressing the energy crisis or the most important political pressure, which is the concern over rising gasoline prices. I attended the 4th of July parade in my home state. It being Utah, there is also a 24th of July parade celebrating the anniversary of the time when the first white settlers came into the valley. In both parades, I had things shouted at me. Politicians have that experience. Usually, we hope the things that are shouted at us are complimentary. In this case, the things I had shouted at me in the parades were, "Why aren't you drilling? Why aren't you producing more American oil? Drill now." I said, we're discussing it. We're trying to do that. We're trying to get something done. If there were a parade scheduled now, I'd have to go back and say, the Senate won't let us vote on any of the proposals to increase the supply of American oil. There are proposals coming in the form of letters from senators to the President of the United States saying, "Will you please go to Saudi Arabia and beg them to produce some more oil?" There are suggestions that somehow we should sue Saudi Arabia or members of OPEC to get them to produce more oil. But we aren't even allowed the opportunity to vote on proposals to produce more oil in the United States. A lot of my constituents aren't aware that at one point, not too distant in the past, America produced more oil than any other country in the world. And the pricing power of what the world oil price would be was held in America. We could affect the world price by opening more wells in East Texas. But in the 1970s, that pricing power left our shores and was transferred from the Texas Railroad Commission to the Saudi royal family. And now we're in the posture of begging the Saudi royal family to produce more oil when we have the capacity to bring that pricing power back to the United States by producing more here. I want to talk specifically about oil shale because I understand there's been an exchange on the floor about oil shale earlier here with the junior senator from Colorado saying we're not ready. The technology isn't finished. And therefore, we should maintain the congressionally ordered mandate, or pardon me, moratorium on the Department of Interior from promulgating the rules under which leases could be granted for people with respect to oil shale. Now let's just look at that argument for just a minute. The Department of Interior has released draft rules. We know what they want to do. They have been prepared to do this. They are prepared to do this. They can't turn those draft rules into firm rules as long as the congressionally mandated moratorium is in place. So, when we want to lift that moratorium, we tried to do it in a committee of appropriations. We were denied on a straight party line vote. The Republican leader tried to lift that moratorium here. We were denied in a unanimous consent request. So let's ask ourselves, what are those rules? The best analogy to help people understand what those rules are is to talk about a fishing license. If you want to catch fish, you have to get a fishing license. And you go in and you pay for it, and it is for a specified period of time. Now, there is no guarantee that the fish will respond to your efforts to catch him. There's only an opportunity to go forward with it. All we're talking about with respect to the rules at the Department of Interior are, let's give these companies a fishing license. If the technology isn't ready, they'll know that. They'll find that out very rapidly. If the thing doesn't work, the marketplace will prove that it doesn't work. This is not a government subsidy for oil shale. This is not a government support of oil shale. This is simply a fishing license to say, go see if you can find some fish. Or in this case, go see if you can find some oil. And if you can, and you can produce it at an economically acceptable price, then go ahead. But we're saying, no, we won't even let you look for it. We won't even let you move forward to try to find out if it will work. The senator from Colorado said, we're not ready. I would say to him, we are in Utah. We have a program going forward in Utah on state land that shows every indication of producing oil up to the level of as much as 10,000 barrels a day by the end of this year. The reason it's not any bigger than that is that we don't have enough state land to get anything bigger than that. If you're going to get production bigger than that, you have to go to the federal government. You have to have an opportunity to look at the federal government lands. And there is a moratorium in place that says, we won't even let you look. The easiest thing, the best thing we could do is say, we'll at least let people get a fishing license to see if they can catch some fish, or in this case, an opportunity to look at the federal lands to see if we can get some oil. That's all we're asking for, but it's been objected to repeatedly and repeatedly. And if I march in a parade again, I'm going to have a hard time explaining to anybody why the Senate won't allow us to do that.